This is the Griffith Observatory Sky Report for the period between April 1st and April 30th, 2025. Here are the events happening in the sky of Southern California. Mercury on the 1st is close to the sun and not safe to observe. On the 10th, the planet rises in the east at 5:31 a.m. PDT, and the sun rises at 6:28 a.m. PDT, 57 minutes later. Mercury is 25% illuminated and 9.8 arcseconds wide. On the 30th, Mercury rises in the east at 5:06 a.m. PDT, and the sun rises at 6:04 a.m. PDT, 58 minutes later. Mercury is 58% illuminated and 6.9 arcseconds wide. Do not observe any planet when it appears close to the sun, for the danger to the eyes is great. Venus rises in the east at 5:34 a.m. PDT on the 1st, and the sun rises at 6:28 a.m. PDT, 54 minutes later. The planet is 10% illuminated and 51 arcseconds wide. On the 30th, Venus rises in the east at 4:11 a.m. PDT and is 28% illuminated and 37 arcseconds wide. Do not observe any planet when it appears close to the sun, for the danger to the eyes is great. Mars is in Gemini the twins. On the 1st, Mars sets in the west-northwest at 3:11 a.m. PDT and is 90% illuminated and 8.2 arcseconds wide. On the 12th, Mars moves from Gemini to Cancer the crab. On the 30th, Mars sets in the west-northwest at 1:55 a.m. PDT and is 90% illuminated and 6.6 arcseconds wide. A magnification of 150 times is needed to see its small disk. Jupiter is in Taurus the bull. On the 1st, Jupiter sets in the west-northwest at 12:21 a.m. PDT and is 36 arcseconds wide. On the 30th, the planet sets in the west-northwest at 10:48 p.m. PDT and is 34 arcseconds wide. A telescope capable of magnification 50 times will show the red spot, and the four bright Galilean moons can be seen moving back and forth across and behind Jupiter. Saturn is in Aquarius the water bearer. The planet is close to the sun until the 13th and is not safe to observe. On the 13th, Saturn rises in the east at 5:20 a.m. PDT, and the sun rises at 6:24 a.m. PDT, 1 hour, 4 minutes later. On the 19th, Saturn moves from Aquarius to Pisces the fishes. On the 30th, Saturn rises in the east at 4:19 a.m. PDT, 1 hour, 45 minutes before the sun rises. Do not observe any planet when it appears close to the sun, for the danger to the eyes is great. Uranus is in Taurus the bull. On the 1st, Uranus sets in the west-northwest at 10:36 p.m. PDT. On the 30th, Uranus sets in the west-northwest at 8:50 p.m. PDT. On the 15th, Uranus is at right ascension 3 hours, 32 minutes, 39 seconds, with a declination of 18 degrees, 54 arc minutes, 35 arc seconds. The disk of Uranus is only 3.5 arc seconds wide, and so a telescope with a magnification of 150 times is needed. Neptune is in Pisces the fishes. In the first 2 weeks of April, the planet rises less than an hour before the sun and is not safe to observe. On the 15th, Neptune rises in the east at 5:22 a.m. PDT, and the sun rises at 6:22 a.m. PDT, 1 hour later. On the 30th, the planet rises in the east at 4:24 a.m. PDT, 1 hour, 40 minutes before the sun rises. The position of Neptune on the 15th is right ascension 0 hours, 4 minutes, 6 seconds, with a declination of negative 0 degrees, 56 arc minutes, 22 arc seconds. The disk of Neptune is only 2.2 arc seconds wide, and so a telescope with a magnification of 150 times is needed. The first quarter moon occurs on the 4th, full moon on the 12th, last quarter on the 20th, and new moon on the 27th. The Lyrid meteor shower is active from the evening of the 15th to the morning of the 30th. The Lyrids are named after the constellation of Lyra the Harp, from which they appear to originate. The Lyrid meteors comprise a medium-strength shower with perhaps 20 meteors per hour at the peak, which will occur from the evening of the 21st to the morning of the 22nd. The Lyrids can produce occasional fireballs. The moon will be a 35% illuminated waning crescent and will not interfere with observations until after 3:13 a.m. PDT. In the major lunar standstill of 2024-2025, the April northernmost moon rises as a 36% waxing crescent on the morning of the 3rd at 10:25 a.m. PDT, and a 42% illuminated moon sets on the evening of the 4th at 1:53 a.m. PDT. No events are planned at Griffith Observatory. The southernmost excursion occurs on the 18th, when the 76% waning gibbous moon rises at 12:18 a.m. PDT, and the moon sets at 9:43 a.m. PDT. No events are planned at Griffith Observatory. For details on the major lunar standstill, please visit the website at https://griffithobservatory.org/extreme-moon-the-major-lunar-standstills-of-2024-2025/. Follow All Space Considered and Griffith Observatory on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter for updates on astronomy and space-related events.